Hi, this is Robin from Coffee Chat with Robin Sheridan. Thank you for being so patient with me. It has been a while since I've done a new episode, but I'm really excited to talk to you about the Akashic Records. So I'm hoping you will enjoy this episode. Thank you for listening. Well, hello. This is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer of Higher Consciousness, Akashic Soul Practitioner and Reiki Master. It has been a while since I have recorded a podcast. I was supposed to have another guest, but due to an illness in the family, they were not able to participate. So today, I have decided to talk to you about the Akashic Soul readings that I do. Now, there's many different ways that you can have an Akashic Soul reading. A lot of people do them very similar to Oracle and Tarot cards, where they go in and give you a reading, like a present day reading about the things that are going on in your life right now and the things you need to change. However, when I do an Akashic Soul reading, I do a deep dive into your Akashic records, and that goes into the past. So what happens in this lifetime is that we bring things with us that we didn't deal with in past lives. So if there was something in a past life that you decided not to take responsibility for, not to apologize for, or not even to admit you did, then you need to bring that into your next lifetime so that you can deal with it and get closure. If you choose not to get closure, then it continues to follow you from lifetime to lifetime. And this just kind of is this snowball effect. It just makes things worse and worse. So if you consider an onion seed, right? That little seed, and you plant it in the ground. Well, consider that seed as all of the things that you have not dealt with in your past lives. And it grows and it continues to grow until you get a very large onion. So what I do is I go into your record and I find what's in that seed. So in essence, we clear out your Akashic records from the inside out. So we go to the number one things that you were supposed to work on in this lifetime and get them cleared up. And then that just makes it easier for you to clear up all the other little things that have happened to you in this lifetime. You also get to find out what your divine soul blueprint is. Now, for example, mine is divine communication. And in divine communication, I learned that it's important for me to use my words in how I make a living. I need to learn, do, and teach. This unlocks abundance for me. And it also allows me to give the world my unique point of view. So for me to be successful in any career I choose, I need to be able to use my words. I need to communicate. And that just made so much sense to me because I was never really able to get my Reiki business when I was only doing Reiki off the ground because I was taught that I was supposed to do Reiki in silence. Well, you really don't have to. I am a medium, and so when I do a Reiki session, things from past lives come up. And at first, I didn't tell my clients what I was seeing because I didn't think I was supposed to. Eventually, I figured out, yeah, I'm seeing these things because I'm supposed to tell the client what I see. And once I started communicating in my Reiki sessions, things just went so much easier for me. I was happier, the client was happier, and things worked out better. Now, you also get to find out what soul group you came from. Now, soul groups are basically what planet or universe that your soul group originated in. You are born into a soul family. And for example, I'm from a parallel universe where things are the exact opposite as to what they are here on Earth. So I have a real hard issues. Like I have issues with really connecting to the things here on Earth because it is so against my soul dynamics. And once I understood that I came from a parallel universe, it was much easier for me to understand why I didn't get really passionate about certain things, why I don't get passionate about politics, I don't get, passionate about religion. I am just kind of like, okay, whatever, you have your opinion, I have mine, we're good, we can be totally different and still be friends. And that's because I just don't, I don't really understand why people get passionate about these things, because it's not in my DNA, because it's not my familiarity to my soul. So these are really wonderful things for me to learn. So can you imagine if you learned these things about yourself, that you also learned about how many spirit guides you have with you, if you can learn about your negative patterns and the things that you keep repeating, and then I get to show you why you repeat them, and then I give you the tools to get rid of them. I give you the tools to change the direction in what you're doing. I give you the tools to release these karmic patterns completely. And if you choose to change the way you're living your life now, you completely remove those things from your karma. You never have to relive them again. It is such an amazing gift to be able to just release these things and then move forward in your life really empowered. And I absolutely love that. Now, one of the other bonuses, let me tell you, this is a perfect, wonderful bonus, is that I put in a statement in your Akashic records that every time you recognize a negative pattern and you change it, you release that karma. You release all of that all the time. So how wonderful is that? So every time I did my reading well over a year ago, and I cannot believe how easy it is for me now to recognize patterns that come up for me. And I also get kind of a glimpse as to why this pattern came into my life, what was the circumstances that created this pattern, and I get this understanding, this intuitive hit. Sometimes it comes in dreams, sometimes it comes in a conversation with somebody else. Sometimes I'm given that information in a meditation if I ask my angels, hey, I've got this thing going on in my life. I don't really understand it, so can you give me some clarity? And I will get that clarity. I might not get it right away, but sooner or later that information comes to me, whether it's in watching a TV show or talking to somebody or reading a book. There's this aha moment that eventually comes. Once I have that aha moment, I have the tools already set up that I can use to release it. I can release these patterns because I've been given the tools and because there is that statement in my Akashic records that allows me to release myself from it forever. I never have to relive this karma or this negative pattern again if I choose. Now remember, as a human being, you have free will. If you choose to go back, it's kind of like if you decide to quit smoking, and you quit smoking for 3 years, and then you choose to pick up a cigarette again and start smoking, you're going to create those health issues all over again for yourself. Well, it's kind of the same way in the Akashic Records. If you choose to go back to your old patterns, you're going to reawaken that negative karma once again. It's up to you to continue to move forward. It's up to you to continue to recognize and to change your life and want to change your life. Life can be amazing, and let me tell you, since I did my own Akashic Records reading and all of the clients that have done it, that have continued to follow the pattern of recognizing and changing, their lives have completely turned around. They've made huge successes in their own personal relationships. They've made successes in their careers. They've done all of these amazing things in their lives because they're choosing to continue to recognize when they're going back into a pattern that no longer serves them. And they continue to change and evolve and grow. It's absolutely amazing. So you're given this kind of like a get out of jail free card when you do an Akashic soul reading and dive deep into what was it that your soul brought into this life that you were supposed to get rid of, you were supposed to recognize, come to terms with, and release and change that decision, change that pattern for the greatest good of yourself and all of the other people in your life. All right. Well, this is Robin Sheridan wishing all of you guys a wonderful day. And I will be back. I think I'm only going to do these about once a month now. And I'm looking forward to talking to you again. And hopefully my guest will be able to come on the show. All right. Love all of you. Have a wonderful day. Bye.